So yesterday I was over at my doctor's and I had mentioned this. I was going to see her. Her office, I think there's seven doctors in the one office, and it's in the Frederick Mall.
Oh, Kitchener, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the mall is closed, she told me there's one door in which you can get in. It's up by the grocery store, so that's fine.
Okay.
And they're doing their count there and whatnot. And you stand out in the hallway, or in the mall, essentially, until they come and get you for your appointment.
Oh,
and
okay.
You walk right into the room, and then they walk you right out as soon as you're done. After this, it was about 2 o'clock. I thought, I'm going to get a small cup of coffee and a bagel for my ride home, which is about a half hour, whatever it is.
Okay.
And I go to this, it's a newer Tim Hortons right in the parking lot of that Frederick Mall. And I'm adjacent to Edna Street, if anybody that knows the area, coming toward it. And I'm looking, I'm thinking, okay, how do I get to this drive-thru?
Right.
Now, I end up somehow getting in there going backwards.
Really?
And in other words, the speaker is on the passenger side. And they have two of them. It's one of these drive-thrus with two of them, so it's a newer one. But it was confusing. What I ended up doing, and I got out and turned around, but most drive-thrus, when they build it, there's a curb that follows you all the way through. There's no way to get out once you're in.
Right.
This particular case, it's different. When you start at the drive-thru, it goes into one lane. That lane opens up for a period of time. They do have it X'd out with lines on the ground, but they were faded.
Okay.
So the reason why they have an opening there is because their loading dock is on the other side of this drive-thru.
Okay.
So trucks coming with goods that want to unload have to be able to back up through the drive-thru and up to the building.
Okay.
So I went through this insert and went the wrong way.
Yeah, because the like you said, the lines were faded, so you didn't really see them.
I didn't really see it, so I didn't really understand it. And thankfully, you know, Brad Strickler, who is from Woodstock, happened to be listening earlier this morning when I mentioned this. And he said, "I'm actually at that drive-thru right now," and I can tell how that might become confusing.
Oh yeah, but no one was in the drive-thru when you did this.
There was nobody,
so that's good. So I mentioned like it must be pretty funny for like the people who work there though, watching the security cameras.
They're
probably watching you drive through. Like, what is this guy doing?
When does this guy get up in the morning? What's wrong with him?
This guy really needs his coffee.
He needs a coffee and he needs it badly. You were mentioning that drive-thru on Garden Ave in Brantford is confusing too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it's just right off the 403 because it's not an en route, but it's something like that where it's a building with multiple like food vendors in it. And in this building, they have a drive-thru for Tim Hortons, KFC, and Wendy's. And the KFC and Wendy's drive-thrus, they're both on the same side of the building. And they almost have the drive-thrus like crisscross over each other. And it's the most confusing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, I'm not the only one that messes things up. And thanks, Brad, for hitting us up. Makes me feel better. It's 8:24. Good morning.